Tuesday the 10th of November, Kof Gimel Mal Cheshvan, Rabbi Chaim Perlman, Electronic Sensors on Shabbos.
Good morning. We live in a highly technological world, and technology has moved on, and all of us have faced this problem. You can't walk the streets in Shabbos without passing by a sensor which goes on. Obviously, if it goes on without your knowledge and you're walking in the street, you can't stop walking the streets because you might set off a sensor. That's not a problem. The problem arises when you know there's a sensor there. Sometimes you could go on the other side of the street. Are you bound to go to the other side of the street? And even more problematic, of course, is where there is no other way but to go past the sensors. And we've had the famous case in the Bournemouth flats very recently, which you, no doubt you all read in the press. So whereas previous generations have dealt with the problems of thermostats, opening fridges, opening ovens, and plenty in the teshuvahs on these subjects, our generation is faced with problems like the sensor, and of course other even more problematic halachic problems of in hospitals. You go into the hospital and you go into the small room and you can't even go into the room without the light going on. You go into hotels and in a modern hotel you have an electronic key and you go into the hotel and the lights come on. These are problems which we're faced with today. Now, clearly, we're not going to deal with all these problems, but clearly the HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bo batshun yo im b'riyosov. Torah doesn't expect you to remain closeted in your home or Shabbos in case you might come across these issurim. So therefore, it is incumbent upon us at least to try and do our best to find heterim. And some of the modern poskim are already wrestling with these problems. In particular, as a major tshuva from Rav Padda, Necheshev HaEifot, Chedek Gimel, Tshuva of Rav Ozna, where they are dealing with these particular problems. But this morning I just want to sort of clarify some of the issues, and we'll see that there is no one specific heter which you can say, this is the heter. It's a combination of various heterim, many of which on their own don't work. But when you combine, this is the way halacha works. You machria and halacha, we take one shitter here, which we, lekula, which we don't normally paskin like, and another shitter, which, or again, we don't paskin like, but you put the two together, and each sniff lehetero, by the combination of various opinions, we can find some sort of hachro la halacha. And there are about 6, 7, 8 issues here involved, and we'll see how we get on this morning. It's difficult to, in the time available, to discuss all these adequately, but at least we'll make some sort of attempt. I think the first halacha which we'd like to mention is the shita of the taz. The taz occurs in 2 or 3 places, and I think it's extremely relevant. We know the principle that if, although Dovah Sheinah Miskaven, Machlokas Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Dovah Sheinah Miskaven is Muta or Osa, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that if you do something without Kavona, Dovah Sheinah Miskaven is Muta. But, Moida Rabbi Shimon Bipsik Reshe, if it's bound to happen, as if you cut off the head of an animal, below Yomus, the animal will not die. So if it's bound to happen, we treat any Eina Miskaven, even according to Rabbi Shimon, like a Miskaven. As an aside, there is a machlokus when Rabbi Shimon says the psikreshe is also, if it were to be a malocha diraisa in a psikreshe, when you do it with an Eina Miskaven, but together with a psikreshe, is that also midrabbonon, or is it also midiraisa? The Rambam clearly holds that it's also midiraisa. Other Rishonim are not so clear that it should be perhaps only also midrabbonon. If we can make it an issa drabbonon, life is a lot easier, because once you're dealing in drabbonons, then you can be mistar of other heterim, and something which is bidyeved mutter, then you can say kol shasad chak bidyeved domi. So in a situation of shasad chak, it even becomes lechat chilo, because there is no other eitzah. These are sort of general principles. But the Taz says in 2 or 3 places, first place in Eruchaim, he says, For example, we're not allowed to crush snow and ice. Sheleg va'borod, ein meraskin oso. Clearly that's not a melacha d'iraisa, and the Mishnah Berurah says it's domi le'melacha, alternatively it's a gezeiro shemo yischoid. So we're dealing in drabonon, so you're not crushing snow. You take ice and you dissolve the ice and make it into a liquid. It's a drabonon. It's definitely a drabonon. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Doreis sheleg baraglo ve'ino choshish. When you think about it, every time you walk in the street on Shabbos, you're walking, probably killing loads of insects on the way. If you're in the snowy climates, you're crushing the snow, you're melting the snow. So nobody's going to say that you can't walk in the street on Shabbos. We know, intuitively we know, because our parents walked in the streets on Shabbos, and our grandparents walked in the streets on Shabbos, Gedolei Yisrael walked in the streets on Shabbos, it must be mutter. What's the mechanics of it? Out of segregation, you're bound to be doing something. The answer is, well, if that's the normal way of walking, then that must be permitted. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Doreish sheleg baraglov einu choshish. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says very beautifully, Nire, the avagav di'esh shishalo yeh nimuach v'havi b'sikreisha. Even though it's impossible that if you're walking in the street, you're treading on the snow, you're going to dissolve it, nonetheless, therefore it is a b'sikreisha, it's bound to happen. Bound to happen, we treat like a kavona, and you know it's going to happen in advance before you walk out. Mikol makom legozru b'zeh, kivin di'esh shali yizoy m'zeh. So the Taz says as follows, that where it's impossible to avoid, lo gozru. That helps us, at least, if we reduce the nature of the Issa to a drabonon, et zigzeira mi drabonon, then we can say, yefshe lizorim izeh, and that they would not be geyser. But of course, it wouldn't help you with a deraisa. You're talking about a drabonon here. And that's what the Taz says. Kolo oreti kach maleo kforu glid v'minolayim heim lachim v'nimus ha-sheleg shom. So it's impossible to avoid. So where it's impossible to avoid, says the Taz, lo gozru b'zeh kim di'ef sheli zoi b'zeh. The Taz brings a further case, another case where the Shulchan Aruch says, Haram Mirotenberg, the famous Haram Mirotenberg, was matir lahatil miraglayim b'shelek. Was allowed to relieve yourself in the snow, even though that involves dissolving the snow. But Rosh was careful. All right, says the Taz. The Torah says the reason is shemedameu ledrisus rego shadoreis veina choshish. It's like walking in the street. It's something which is he actually zoribes there. Says the vadoni oviarosh kosov sheina doma. So they have a machlokas whether that can be compared to walking in the snow or not. The Rosh doesn't disagree in major principle. The question is, it's avoidable. If it's avoidable, then we can say perhaps the Rosh was more machmer. But if it's unavoidable, then the Rosh and the Maharam Mirotenberg are both in agreement here. It says the Marshal Yesh Ktsas Raya Lesser. Says the Marshal, there is a bit of a raya to forbid it, because the din is when you come in and you've got your hands are wet. Also lechamem yodayim achan etilo. You're not allowed to warm your hands over, let's say, a radiator, because the water will be, if it's yad shaledes, but you might be mivashal the water. Afar gab de lonis gavin klal lechamem amayim. Choshev le pesik reis, says the marshal. Hochanami kants, the marshal says, this should be comparable to warming your hands over a radiator, which is forbidden. Says the Taz, well, if he mashikos a besomach, vada have a psikrecha, apil hochi lo gozl. In other words, not every psikrecha is osa. Just because it's psikrecha, and we interpret a psikrecha to be, it's a kavon, says the Taz, we don't ask every psikrecha. Apil hochi lo gozl, hochonami, kivin shi I efshe li zori bezeh, ki kola oretz mene asherik, lo domi lechimum yodayim, you kind of compare to warming your hands on a radiator, because that is avoidable. We don't have to wash dry your hands on. You can wait a little bit longer and your hands will get warm, and without putting your hands over the radiator. And then that's the second Taz. Then you've got a third Taz. Someone who is the din is if you someone who's bathing in the river. The minig is now not to bathe in the river, but mitzad strict halacha, you could bathe in the in the river on Shabbos, and you're coming out, and all your body is dripping with water. So you're not allowed to walk arba amos because it's a shail of carrying the water. So he comes along the Taz and he quotes the Bais Yosef. The Bais Yosef says the reason is lepi shehem. That is, if someone gets caught in the rainstorm on Shabbos, so you're carrying water on your raincoat, on your clothing, you'll have to stop walking. So what's the difference? So the Bais Yosef says the reason is because when the rain comes on your coat on Shabbos, because it's lefishay mortim, the water is very there's a small amount of water on your clothing. Says the Taz, he doesn't think that's the reason. On the contrary, he says there's probably more water on your coat when you're coming out and you're caught in a rainstorm than when you come out of a river. He says he doesn't agree with that reason. Somebody's going in a Rishus HaRabim. Suddenly he gets caught in the rain. Again, there's a Taz l'shitosai. Several places the Taz says this, and more places where the Taz seems to refer to this as well. So in a case where it's efshali zoir bezeh lo gozer bo rabon, so it's quite clear according to the Taz, even though it is a psik reishi and you know what's going to happen and it is bound to happen, but if it's efshali zoir bezeh, if it is only a drabonon lo gozer, so as long as we can reduce this psik reishi to a drabonon, then we can apply the svara in our case of the censors as a logos or borabon. The question is it a drabon? That's the crucial point. If it's a deraisa, if it's considered to be a vora deraisa, we cannot utilize this task. Having said we mentioned earlier that even if you got a deraisa with a psik reishi, maybe that is only when it's done al yedei psik reishi, maybe it's only a drabonon. We've got to be chosen. The Rambam says it's deraisa, so it doesn't help us very much. But the Rishonim say it would be a drabon. Still not sufficient a heta for us to be matter turning on a censor. So then we push on. All I'm trying to show from here is that not every psik reishe is osa. We interpret a psik reishe to mean it must be that it's with kavona. But even having said that, there are kulas within the psik reishe, even if you say a psik reishe is like a dovo hamachaven, it's not considered a dovo she'ini miskaven, but nonetheless there could be a terim if it's a shas adchak, if it's a yefshel izor bezeh. Next source is very widely quoted. It's the Rashbo in Perik HaOreg in Masechet Shabbos. Says the Rashbo, we shall me nira. The Rashba is talking about the malacha of seder, catching animals. And the Rashba says as follows. Supposing, let's say, you've got a deer inside the house. A deer is caught in the house. You want to go out of the house and you want to close the door for security reasons. Don't want to leave the house open. And by closing the door, you're going to catch the deer. Says the Rashba, Bishalmi nirek she'etiru linoil lechadchila beisoir lishmer beisoir utzvisha beisoicha. You're intentionally closing the door, knowing full well that you're going to capture the deer inside. But you have a dual motive here. Your motive is because you don't want to leave the house open. Thereby, you're going to catch the deer. Says the Rashba, that's perfectly mutter. The kivin shet sorech lishmer beisoi. Afal pish al yedei kein nitzud hatzvi mimela. So clearly it's a psik reishe, as far as the tzvi is concerned, is mutter. Or bilvad shelo yiskaven lishmer es hatzvi bilvad. In other words, if you intend, the whole purpose is to close the door to catch the tzvi, that's clearly a dovah machav. That's certainly also. However, even if your intention is also to capture the tzvi, but you have, in addition to that, you also want to lock the house, that is permitted, says the Rashba. Comes along the Ran, and the Ran says, "Udevorim temuim be'enai." The Ran says, the words of the Rashba are very difficult. You have kavona, a second kavona, you have two kavonas. One to close the door to secure the house, the other kavona is to catch the deer. Says the Ran, but you have kavona to catch the deer. How can that be permitted? Because you want to have kavona to close your door, and you also have kavona for the tzvi, you're going to be matter it. And this is the basic question. Even if he didn't have kavana for the tzvi at all, you only had kavana to close the house. So of course, so if it's a psik reshe, and it's a psik reshe lecharin a malacha diraisa, and therefore, how can you be matter? That's the machlokas in the Rashbo and the Ran. The Rashbo is matter and says, as long as you have kavana also, not solely, but also to close the door for security reasons, and the fact that you capture the deer is not so, we're not worried about that. Even though it is a psik reshe, clearly it's a psik reshe, it's bound to happen, it doesn't matter. Now, this Rashbo is quoted by the Magid Mishnah and the Mogen Avraham, and they say kosher lahokel. To go the full kula of the Rashbo is kosher lahokel. At the end of the day, the Rashbo is a Rashbo, and the Rashbo is a major poisik, and therefore we can certainly utilize this Rashbo together with other heterim. What is the hesbah in the Rashbo to answer the cash from the Ran? Well, this would be beyond the scope today because we're getting to involved in a lot of lums, and a lot of everybody talks about this Rashbo. You've got basic shatter of Shemishkop, you've got the Avnei Nezi, you've got the everybody talks about this Rashbo, the Pshat and the Rashbo. I want to perhaps focus on the Avnei Nezi, because I think that's the Avnei Nezi's Pshat in the Rashbo. Says the Avnei Nezi, Lechara, he says, when you close the door on this tzvi, and you capture the tzvi, you're not actively, the active malacha of tzedo is, you take the animal, and you capture it. You capture it in a net, you do something positive. Here, there's no pa'ula, there's no action here, you're closing the door. I mean, maybe the tzvi is captured. Says the Avnei Nezi, this is a groma. Now, although we have said that psikreshe is also, a psik reshe where the malacha involved is a gromo, who says that we say in such a case that Rabbi Shimon says Dovah Sheinu Miskaven is would be awesome. A psik reshe combined with a gromo. That's what says the Amnet. Although we find in the Mesechus Baba Kama that with the regard to Melech Shabbos, gromo is awesome. Says the Avnei Nezi, that is referring specifically, I think one of our kones, is Zora Beruach. Someone throws up grain in the air to separate the chaff from the actual kernels itself. You're separating it. That is because the essence of the malacha, that's how it's done. The way you do Zora is by a gromo, and therefore that's an exceptional case. And the Gemara says that's called Meleches Machsheves. But generally speaking, where the essence of the malacha of Tzedo is not to be done by means of a gromo, in this particular case it's a gromo. And therefore that's not considered to be Meleches Machsheves. Says the Avnei Nezi, even if that gromo is done by means of a psik reshe, we discount the psik reshe, and it remains a Dovah She'ena Miskaven. We could possibly use that for our case, and the sense of the question would arise, of course, is it a gromo or is it not a gromo? And of course, you would have chalukah days about it. But it clearly is an argument that could be made, that if you're walking in the street and you have no intention of doing it, and it goes off, even if it's not a delayed action, maybe it could be considered to be a gromo. That's, of course, a debatable point. I'm not saying it's a definitive ruling it is a gromo, but certainly it could be interpreted possibly as a gromo, in which case we can discount the psik reshe again. So that would be another mahalach on the basis of the Avnei Nezi. Others want to learn pshat in this Rashbo. It's purely in the essence of the malacha of tzedo. Say that would get a little bit technical, in which case we would find it a little bit difficult to utilize this Rashbo generally for all malachas. But if you learn like the Avnei Nezi, it's a general principle in all malachas, in which case, as I say, if we could determine that walking in the street and setting off the sensor perhaps is a gromo, there's a good argument to be made it is a gromo, that would need to be argued by the technicians and the scientists, whether in fact it's a gromo or whether we consider it direct malocha, and I say that's a debatable point. But the Shulti Geburim takes one step further in this than this Rashbo. Says the Shulti Geburim, Limeidin meharashbo to psikresha also davke sheba'osa ma'aseh de'ovid eina miskaven. We only say psikresha is also if in that which he does he's an eina miskaven. But eina osa dovah heta imo. Avol im be'osa psikresha sheosa Also, gam kein dover heter imo. In other words, there's two distinct pa'ulos here. V'yiskaven gam le davar heter, oz afilu ovu b'sikreshe, or mechaven gam lo shori. That's the Rashbo. Then the Shulchan Gemara takes it further. V'ani kosavti. And I have written, d'chol ma'isa she'efshe la'asas zolos ha'psikreshe, oz afilu osa ovid, osa ma'asa afilu b'sikreshe shori. Take, for example, now this would be a very, very useful heter. Supposing, let's say, you're walking on this side of the street, and if you walk on this side of the street, you set off the sensor. But the truth is, you could have avoided the sensor by going on the other side of the street. Says the Shulchan Geburim, we don't apply the rule of psikreshi. Since you could have done it by means of not a psikreshi, even when you do the same action with a psikreshi, we don't consider it a mechaveni, and therefore it's not a psikreshi. He learns that out from the Rashbo and says Kolshkein from the Rashbo. What the Kal V'chomer is from the Rashbo again is a little bit of a debatable point, but it's not for now. But I'll call upon him. That's what the Shulchan Geburim says, and there are several rites that Rashi holds such issues. No less Rashi himself, Rashi in the Gemara and Zvochim, Rabbi Zalman is mafalpa in that Rashi and Zvochim, whether there is a rite or not. There's certainly a Rashi in Ksubas also, in the beginning of Ksubas, also seems to be mashma like a Shulchan Geburim, and there are other major Rishonim who seem to follow the Shita of the Shulchan Geburim, which is brought widely in the Poskim. Rav Padua brings this Shulchan Geburim, Rav Osner brings the Shulchan Geburim. It's a Shulchan Geburim which is widely brought by the Poskim. So, in not every case is it in the case of the Bournemouth case, that wouldn't be applicable, because there, every time she went into a flat, there was no other route inside, and therefore that the Shulchan Geburim wouldn't be so useful. Unless you say you could climb somewhere or other, somehow to get into the house without the flat without setting off the sensor, even if it's remotely possible, there's a 1% chance of doing so. Maybe that would, you could still apply the Shulchan Geburim. That's a bit more difficult.
But you could have gone to another room.
Maybe. I don't know. You have to look at the circumstances of the case. But let's say in the many cases where you're walking in the street and you know there's a sensor there, it's your neighbour's gone, but you could go around a long way, then suddenly you can utilise the Shulchan Geburim. But as I say, in this particular case in the flats in Bournemouth, and then it's again, it is something which is done bikvias. Rav Osner makes this point. It's one thing if it happens, it's a once-off, but if you're going to do it every Shabbos and every time you go inside your house, that's perhaps a little bit more problematic. But
it doesn't come in the Indian of Lo Nichale. It's special to Lo Nichale when you
fact
it doesn't want the sense.
All right, one second. Well, that's a separate issue, whether Lo Nichale. Fair enough. The next source, perhaps again, sort of packing in a number of sources, is a Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah is specifically, Rav Osner quotes this Magid Mishnah, but the truth is, if you look at the Magid Mishnah is talking only about the Malacha of Makeh B'Patish, and not referring to other Malachas. But nonetheless, it is a very fascinating Magid Mishnah. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam says, "A mechaber gachelas shel matkes is potter, being niskaven letzarev is chayv." If you put out a gachelas of matkes, you put out a metal which is this potter, it's not considered to be kibbut. But if you mechaven when you pour water, you pour cold water on a hot piece of metal. If you mechaven for the purposes of tziruf to strengthen the metal, then you'd be chayv. Comes along the Ramak and Mishnah, "Midivrei Rabbeinu." Everything is dependent on his intention. Nira, shekol she'ena miskaven, ein roi loma bo psikreshe, velechayev, mebnei shehu, kishek shehu, miskaven, hu osa malocha, or she'ena miskaven, ein bo malocha klal. What's the Magid Mishnah saying? You pour water onto a piece of metal, and thereby there's a din of tziruf. Now, this is a classic case of psikreshi. You may not be intend to harden the metal, but it's bound to happen. It's a dovashina miskaven. Dovashina miskaven psikreshi should be awesome. The Gemara says that this is permitted according to Rav Shimon. So all the Rishonim Peperach, or they'll ask the question, how could we, the Gemara, say it's permitted according to Rab Shimon, it's obsegration? So some say, well, it's a malach hashem for the goof, or, and some say, it's, the tzirup is not bound to happen, the tzirup is only midrabonon, and obsegration midrabonon, which is another source as well. We don't say obsegration midrabonon. All different tzirutsim on this question, but it's a basic question. The Gemara says, according to Rab Shimon, you can pour water on the Gacheles Shel Matvas, and it's shori. How can it be shori? It's obsegration. So all the Rishonim ask this question. Comes along with the Magid Mishnah and has his own derech, a mechudish tikka derech. Says the Magid Mishnah that the nature of this malocha of Makiv Patish is, it's only a malocha if you mechaber. There cannot be a tikkun if you don't have kavona. And therefore, if you don't have kavona, it's not a tikkun. And therefore, even with the psik reishe, normally say every psik reishe we treat it as if you're mechaben. It's only we treat it as if it's a mechaben, but you're not actually mechaben. We give it a din of mechaben, but with a kli mavchus, if you don't actually have direct kavona, that's not a malacha. This comes along, Rav Osner says, similarly here, with regard to you're walking in the street and you turn on the sensor. Without the kavona, there's no malacha at all. Let it be a psik reishe, but there's certain types of psik reishe which, unless you have the kavona, unless you have specific kavona, it's not the malacha itself. So they use, as I say, the Magid Mishnah was clearly only talking about Makkah B'Pat, which is clear from the context. Rav Osner applies this to our case as well. If you look in the Or Sameach says about this Magid Mishnah, Hasvoro Amuko. And he says, V'kamo tovo hado marganiso. And the Or Sameach uses this Magid Mishnah to answer a number of questions again, which will be beyond the scope of what we're talking about this morning. But the alcohol point, it's a useful Magid Mishnah, although you must bear in mind the Magid Mishnah is clearly only talking about the Moloch of Makkah B'Patish, which is, in essence is a Moloch of Tikkun. A Tikkun you can only have if you have Kavona for the Tikkun. You can't make a Tikkun with a Psik Reisha and the Dovah Shinim Skav and say, well, since it's a Psik Reisha, therefore it's a Kavona, therefore it's a Tikkun. That's not a Tikkun. A Tikkun has to, by definition, has to be with a Kavona. As I say, to apply this to other Malochas, a little bit questionable, but that Rav Osner quotes this Magid Mishnah. Another question is follows, a psikreshe where it's only a drabonon, there's a famous machlokas between Trumas Hadeshen and the Mogen Avrom. Again, we are machmer for the Mogen Avrom, the Mishnah Berurah, the Taz, they're all machmer like the Mogen Avrom, that in a psikreshe, in a malocha drabonon, the Mogen Avrom says, even though it's the psikreshe isn't a malocha drabonon, nonetheless it's awesome. Trumas Hadeshen is matib, it's like a subsegration plus the practice drabonon, therefore he is matter. However, the Bissel Choron and all the poskim say, if you've got a psikreshe in a drabonon, but you've got another tzad in the psikreshe, it's a psikreshe de lo nichole, even though in a psikreshe de lo nichole, that is, you do a psikreshe but you don't particularly want it, the oruch is matter lechatchila, and the halacha, according to most poskim, is that one should be machmer. But again, b'di'eved, everybody would agree is permitted. Shasat kak, b'di'eved domi. So because of the shasat kak, it becomes like a lechatchila. However, if it's a drabonon plus a psikreshul anichule, even if you want to be machmer like the Mogen Avrom, even if you want to be machmer like the against the oruch, but you put the two together, then everybody should agree it's lechatchila. That's Rabbi Yosef Elchanan says that. The way you've got a psikreshul on a drabonon, which we would be machmer for, like the Mogen Avrom, that is awesome. Where you've got a psikreshe or nichole, we would be machmer against the oruch, because the oruch is matter, but the other rishonim, most rov rishonim say it's awesome. So in each one on its own is awesome. But you put the two together, becomes mutar lechatchila lechol hades. Whether you learn like the Mogen Avrom, even whether you learn like those who argue with the Oruch. That says Rabbi Yisrael Chon, is the halacha. So here, the Padre argues that walking in the, turning on a censer, is a psikreshe de la nichole. It's hardly for me to argue with Rav Padre, but it's a very debatable point whether it's a psikreshe de la nichole. You may not want the censer to go on, because it causes you problems with Sat Hilchas Shabbos. So when you open the fridge and the thermostat goes on, you don't want the thermostat, you don't want the light to go on because of Shabbos. That's not a psikreish lo nichale. You've got to look at the facts without the problems of Shabbos. Now, clearly, you're not interested in the sense of going on. So, psikreish lo ichpet le, it's definitely, you don't need the light, you don't particularly want the light to go on. It may even disturb you. So it's a psikreshit lo ichbis le. Rabbanus calls it a psikreshit lo nichole. Well, not everybody agrees a psikreshit lo ichbis le is the same as psikreshit lo nichole. Maybe the tzad to say psikreshit lo ichbis le is the same as psikreshit lo nichole. Could be. It's difficult to me, it seems a little bit difficult to say it's lo nichole. Maybe it does disturb you. Maybe that's what Rapadra meant when he wrote his Psikreshit L'Nichole. But he's not relying on that alone. He's using the Rashba plus the Psikreshit L'Nichole, say, several arguments together. Whether we consider I think Rav Avadia says a nice, perhaps we can conclude on this point because there's, say, many other points to talk about, but to conclude is the point of Rav Avadia Yosef. He says as follows: we have a machlokus, a major machlokus, whether in a psikreshe, when it's in a malacha diraisa, is it also midrabonon, or is it's definitely also, but is it also only midrabonon, or is it also midiraisa, or even according to Rambam you'd be chayav midiraisa if you, let's say, if b'shogi you have to bring a korban. So it says Rabbi Avadia, lechara, where the machlokas, the trumas hadeshen and the mogin avrom, with a psikreshe on a drabonon, which is whether it's osra or muta, would be tola on that machlokas. That is, according to the Rambam, who holds a psikreshe in a din diraisa is osra midiraisa, then a psikreshe in midrabonon, that makes sense, it should be osra midrabonon. However, those who say that a psikreshe in a diraisa is not osra midiraisa, it's only osra midrabonon. If you have a psikreshe midrabonon, that's two drabonons. Then ein gozer and gezer legzero. And therefore, that's the way the shit of the Trumas Hadeshen. A psikreshe on a drabonon would be like two drabonons, because the psikreshe itself is only a drabonon, even on a diraisa is only a drabonon. So psikreshe in a drabon, like two drabonons, and therefore should be muta. And that's how Rav Avadia learns the machlokas in the Trumas Hadeshen and the Morgan Avram. As I say, we've dealt with a number of issues here. There is not one solution which gives us the heter. It's a combination of various shittas la'alocha, which we don't necessarily paskin like on their own, but when you combine them all together, as we see particularly, let's say, from the Be'er Yitzhak, from the Rav Yitzhak Ochon, you take together psikreshe lo nichole plus a psikreshe a drabonon, which we are machmir in both individually, but you put the two together, it becomes a lechat chilo. And because kol shas atchak b'di'eved, I mean, even if you're machmir against the oruch, if it's b'di'eved, certainly it's okay. And the shas atchak is certainly, it becomes like a k'b'di'eved, I mean, therefore that becomes like a lechat chilo.